Now joined by Joey Logano, driver of the 22 Pennzoil Ford for Team Penske. We'll go ahead and open up for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand and state your name and affiliation. We'll go to Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport Magazine. Joey, I know, obviously, first off, for Penske, just to get back to victory lane at Darlington after 33 years is a big deal. It's not your car in victory lane, but is it sweet to be part of this 1-2 finish tonight?
Yeah, the 1-2 is nice. You know, I was racing Larson there thinking, man, it'd be cool to get 1-2. It'd be really cool to be 1 instead of 2. But, you know, overall, really cool to see the speed in the Team Penske cars tonight. You know, we ran a top 5 all night long. So I'm proud of that. Probably more proud of that than the 1-2 finish because you thinking right around the corner here is going to be, you know, playoff time and you got to have some speed. So, and I think at the last couple races, Bristol and here, I know they're unique racetracks, but to see the speed and that momentum build, that's key right now. So, really cool to see that. I feel like, you know, I kind of go back to restarts. If I had a little better restart and be able to hold off and get the second, our pit stop was probably good enough to take the lead. And if you had the lead and had control on the restart, that bottom lane, you're most likely, you know, can maintain the lead and then win the race. We were good enough to win the race. So just had to have the right track position at the end. So, you know, pit crews did a great job. It was a total team effort for all of Team Penske. All our pit crews were on it. So that's really good. You know, and our cars were good as well. So everyone worked the plan and did a good job. You know, Brad had a good run there to the second to last restart, and he took off like a rocket ship. And then we made some adjustments to our cars and were able to keep up a little bit the last run, just a little bit too late by the time I got by the 42.
That was going to be my follow-up. Do you feel like as a whole Team Penske starting to turn a corner here headed to the playoffs?
We hope so. you know, it's so hard to say. You know, when you think of Bristol and Darlington and then Indy, they're very unique racetracks. There's not many of them like it. Which makes them really cool. you know, this part of the schedule, when you think of the last, you know, these 3 weeks, you know, you get 3 of the most badass racetracks there is. So that's pretty neat to be a part of. You know, so, you know, I think some of the speed's there. I thought one of the coolest things today was driving Steve Park's car. That was pretty neat to me as a New England guy, and he's up there too, and to see you know, his name on the car and the car that I remember watching growing up and to run it here at Darlington was really special. And, you know, we talked before the race that we wanted to hold up the number one that he used to drive in victory lane. And, gosh, we came close. But that was pretty neat to have him here and give that thing a good run.
Go ahead back there.
John Heverlin, ESPN Albuquerque. As a driver that's not considered part of the big three, do you feel like the field has kind of leveled out? 3 of the last 4 winners in the Cup Series have not been Busch, Truex, or Harvick. So do you feel like
So
do you feel like they're kind of like maybe a little bit vulnerable as the playoffs are approaching?
Sure. They should be scared. We're coming for them. I don't know. They're still really strong teams. But, you know, the fact that we can keep up and race them and pass them, that felt good. That's been, you know, about a year since I passed one of those cars, so that feels really good the last couple of races. Didn't know I could do that anymore. It felt good.
Any other questions down here? All right, I believe there are questions in the press box. Go ahead.
Yeah, Chris Knight, CatchMans.com. Joey, just curious, if you go to Indy next week and you don't have the speed that you've had the last 2 weekends, do you get nervous then, or do you wait till after Vegas and see where you guys are with your speed and what you guys think like you're capable in the playoffs?
Like I said, Indy's still a very unique racetrack. You know, so I don't know how much of it transfers over, but I do think confidence transfers over. You know, no matter what the type of racetrack is, if you can run well, that momentum and confidence transfers over to any racetrack you go to. That's why you see those big three. They're fast at road courses, they're fast at short tracks, they're fast at mile and a half, super speedways. It doesn't matter because they're so full of themselves, as they should be. They win a lot of races. They're confident. And, you know, I think, like I said, if you get some runs like this and you get something to build off of, you know, especially with the pit crews the way they did tonight, I mean, that's a really good start.
Any other questions in the press box?
Yes, this is Lee Spencer with RacingVoice.com. Joey, I ran into Roger Penske at Gateway last week, and he said he was going to make sure that the team took risk over the last few races since you all were locked in the playoffs. Did you kind of feel that way tonight, or was there something else that you guys were building on? And my second question is, Keselowski seemed a little bit subdued lately, and I'm just wondering if that kind of fed into your last statement talking about confidence. And when you have confidence, it's easy to exude that. And, you know, when you're kind of coming from behind, you kind of take a different tack.
Yeah, I consider Brad a good friend of mine, and we talk about a lot of things. And, we run pretty similar on the racetrack a lot of times. And so our feels and what we look for is pretty similar, and how we feel about our racing, you know, race cars and what's going on, right? We're pretty similar. So I think, you know, obviously the both of us have been, not as, I guess, confident in the last, few months. But, like I said, things like this really help build that. So very cool for him to sweep a weekend. I mean, that don't give you a little confidence. Nothing does. So, like I said, it's great for them. I don't remember the second part of your question. You said something else. Did she say something else? Does anyone else remember what she said?
About Roger said he wasn't afraid for you guys to take a risk over
the
last few races prior to the chase.
I think we took some risk tonight. If you look at our strategy after the second stage, we kept short pitting and basically add a pit stop to the race. That's pretty risky. There's points that puts us in the lead in its great track position, but there was points of the run for 10 to 12 laps that you're down a lap and you give up all your track position. So that's a pretty risky move. I'm not sure if any other cars were doing that. I think we may have been the only one, or maybe there's another car. Maybe the four was doing the same thing. I'm not sure. So that was a little risky for sure. But outside of that, I think it's just off of calls and, doing calls like that to be able to maybe position yourself to win and get some playoff points.
Are there any other questions up in the press box? Nope. Any other questions down here? All right, cool. Joey, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a safe trip home.